Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being in the neighborhood. Do continue to hang out with us up in here. We got a whole lot more show coming up for you. And Louis G has a
safety alert for all men.
Safety alert to all men. Okay, all right. Okay. And we will not know what this is until he tells us. So we could be in danger. What up, Lou? Man. You got a safety alert?
Pretty much to every man out there listening. You better listen up, man, because I got something that could possibly save your life.
And also to the ladies that, you know, want to save their man life, we suggest you listen too. Therefore, no one turns away.
Yeah.
French Montana and Doja Cat, honey, what's
big.
Up?
This video that they dropped looks so hot. Doja Cat looks gorgeous. French Montana,
no, she looks gorgeous.
Always, right? I'm like so obsessed with her. And then Sweetie pops in out of nowhere, and I was like, what? This is my shower playlist song now.
Oh, no. I hate when you take us to your shower.
When you hear this, you're going to be I see why.
Yeah, man. Isn't that like something I can be petty about with HR?
No, we're
entertaining. We're entertaining. Yes. And also, Natalia's up in here. Survey says. Survey says what?
This is the worst part of the holidays. Big, I'm not going to lie.
What, when you have to cash register?
No, listen.
Cash register.
There are a lot of things that a lot of people hate about the holidays. This one, I was dead surprised that it was at the top.
Really?
Like, I was like, wait, what?
All right. Really? Survey says the worst part of the holidays. And Louis G can't handle being home alone. Sorry about that, Coley McCulkin.
Louis McCulkin.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, even being home alone this Christmas without my parents, them being in Mexico, they just recently sent me a picture of them in Cancun.
Just real quick, before you go on, I really want y'all to listen to what he said, being home alone for the holidays without my parents.
Right.
I know how old Louis is.
Yes.
That shouldn't even come out of your mouth, Louis. Right. By age, you're a grown man.
Somebody half his age shouldn't say that.
Yeah, man, exactly. by age, you're a grown man. Height, not so much. Now, what are you about to say about your parents?
I was going to say, man, they even sent me a picture of them in Cancun.
Oh, already, man.
By the beach. All but, yeah. Right.
Hey, man, was it Cancun?
There's been some issues around the house.
That the people drove by on the jet skis and was shooting at the beach?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. No,
yeah,
I did not see that.
Yeah.
What?
It seemed like every time something pop up in Mexico is where Louis' parents are at. I think they're out there doing something. They're out there doing something. We got all that and more Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop. Big Boys Big Neighborhood, boy. Phone tap on the 10's time. This is Haunted Falalala Lights. Now, this one right here, man, is the most requested phone taps that we have with the with Halloween. We have the lady from the haunted house and also from Falalala Lights for the holidays. We put them together, and it's a battle of the holidays. It's a mashup between the angry lady from the Halloween phone tap and the angry gentleman from the holiday phone tap. And it sounds like it's just the two of them arguing with each other. Put together so well. Let's go to get it to your phone tap on the 10s right here, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello?
Yes?
This is him.
This is she.
I don't even know what Falalala lights
from
is.
From where?
No one's put no lights on my house.
What house? There's no haunted house set up here.
Well, I don't care what you are. I'm the owner of this house.
I live on the 21st floor of a high-rise.
All right, give me the number of your company again here.
No. For what?
I'll tell your boss how great and professional you were and that you're super-duper.
I never put my name on any list for any haunted house.
Yeah, I never applied for anything.
Somebody is pulling a prank.
You got kind of ignorant, and now I just want to know what the company is.
Nobody said anything.
Okay, just give me the number.
I've never put my name on anything for hosting any type of a haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
It's a f***ing high-rise. You woke me up. You're asking about delivering a haunted house.
You want to meet me in the street? Meet me in the street. You got the big muscles over the phone.
I don't know a thing about what you're talking.
Come see me. Where do you want to meet at? We'll talk about your follow all lights.
Show up.
I'll show them follow all lights up your. How's that?
Mr.
Where? Now, time and place. Name it.
I live in a high rise.
You mother.
Show up.
You burping gutters.
Be here. Show up.
Say a word to me.
What?
You show up in my. Now, you are going to be sorry.
Father somebody else.
I guarantee you that.
No, you're not.
I don't care. Bring it on, you.
I am going to be seriously pissed off.
No, you know what?
No,
me.
No,
me.
No, no.
You can eat the out of my.
I don't want it, you moron.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Luigi is up in here. What up, Lou Dog?
All right, man. One of my favorite personalities is Charles Barkley, Doug. He's very straightforward. He's very loud. He's always joking around. But, you know, he's also a father, man. He has a daughter named Cristiana Barkley, and she's 32 years old. And he was on a podcast talking about how, like, her name came about. Listen to how he explains it and how he came up with Cristiana and naming his daughter. Is he a good parent or a bad parent?
Well, she's named after a mall, in fairness.
What?
Mall. Hold on. She's named after a mall.
What? Well, she's named after a mall, in fairness. There's a Cristiana Mall in Delaware that I used to always go by. That's how she got her name, Cristiana.
Hold. Stop.
Wait, what is it?
You named your daughter after a mall?
Oh yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just like the mall.
I like the mall.
Mess, man.
Wow.
Man.
What?
Good thing he wasn't
He's
at Westfield.
A mess, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be Westfield, Fox Hills Mall.
Yeah.
You know my daughter, Baldwin Hills, Crenshaw Plaza. You know? Oh, okay. This is her sister, Topanga Canyon. Topanga Mall, get over here. Get over here. Yeah, man. So sit down.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
You know Santa Monica Place just graduated.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, Santa Monica Place just graduated, man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, he's on the promenade to the promised land. You gotta love it, man. Shout out to Glendale Galleria.
Even Ernie Johnson was like, bro, you're a mess.
Yeah, man.
Don't you even name your daughter
that?
He said,
I like
yeah.
the mall.
You know what I'm saying? Not the name. Like Cristiana, that gave you, but just I like right. the I like the mall.
I like going there. They have Foot Locker. I just like going to the mall. It was either that or Jack in the Box.
You gotta love it, man. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia is up in here. Natalia Neighborhood News, it just says banned.
Banned. This is no longer going to be taken. We're not going to take this anymore, Big. Okay, look. So we've all seen beauty pageants. We've seen, you know, crowned winner, Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Universe, whatever it is, right? Well, there is this really huge beauty pageant in Saudi Arabia, and they have just banned something. They said these contestants can no longer be involved in this beauty pageant because there was Botox, there was fillers, they altered their appearance.
Wow.
And I mean, in a beauty pageant, like you want the natural. You don't want to have to.
I don't know. 2021 going into 2022, it's a new sign of the time.
Yeah. Well, speaking of new, this is why this caught my attention, Big. It's because this is a camel beauty pageant.
What?
No way.
A camel?
It's a camel.
Beauty pageant? And what are they banning?
Botox and fillers, because these people have been altering the camels and their face, like in their lips
Lord
and their eyes.
Man. Oh my gosh!
I can't. Yes. I can't believe that.
Dead serious, man.
Oh,
dead.
Wow. Yes, yes. Please come over here. Come over here. We can enhance your lips. You know, yeah.
Oh my God.
40 camels have been disqualified from
man.
This pageant.
Shame. They camel said- shame. Oh. And you know that there's another camel that, man, that's the camel that beat me out.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? I'm a natural beauty.
Oh.
This is ridiculous.
Look at this hump. Look at these legs.
Yeah, yeah, man. Ain't nobody. My humps. My lovely camel humps.
Hey.
You know?
Big, I was so shocked when I saw this. I was like, wait, they're actually putting Botox in the poor little camels?
Oh, my God.
And they said, yeah, that the like the obviously there's this really big prize for the most beautiful camel.
It's
but
obvious.
It's this massive camel festival, and the highlight is the beauty contest to find the most beautiful camel.
That's
but
crazy.
Now, that's right, we cracked down.
Uh-huh.
No more Botox and fillers in them.
Got fake calves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Find out that he got some hump work.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's why his hump is so big. You know what I mean? Like, look at all that hump. All right. Yeah. Y'all stick around, y'all radios. Big Boy Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, Ani. Click of the day. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. Please let this be true.
I have such great news, and I've been seeing this everywhere on the news, online, but they're saying that gas prices by January are going to drop to $2.88.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So that's the national average.
Yes.
All righty. So here it should be $7.50. I don't know why that national average never affects where we are.
Seriously.
I don't get it either. But they are saying, you guys, everywhere. Right now, when I'm just looking at newses from different cities
Looking at what? Oh, okay. So, you're looking at different newses?
Yes.
And what happened?
Love those news.
Well, I was looking on YouTube on the different news sites, and basically they were just saying, like, everything is dropping right now because people are afraid of the new variant. So they're afraid, like, lockdowns are going to happen. They're staying back.
They always tie something into it. Yeah. You know, the new variant. Oh, the barrel is up. Oh, the barrel is down. All people not traveling.
That's what they said. They're like, the barrel is down.
Just bring the gas prices down.
That's what exactly. I don't understand why gas is so expensive, especially now, because like so many electric cars are coming out. Like, I feel like gas eventually
And Biden said he was going to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Joe.
Hey, man. We're going to do something about the gas, man.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. All right, going back to sleep.
But they said that this is going to happen. So by December 25, you're going to start seeing these going down, because as of right now, it's already gone down like 5 cents.
Really?
Well, that's what they said. Okay. I haven't seen it either. But you guys,
I
do look at like other states, the gas is under $3 already.
Yeah, man. I remember one time I was rolling through Texas, and I was like, how can their gas be 2 and low change?
Or
2.5, like 2.35 in some places. Was like, oh my god, they're paying 2.35, 2.50.
I don't even remember the last time I saw the number 2.
The number 2?
Yeah,
oh,
like
man,
on the
probably in front of a Tupac album. Yeah, you know, believe that. All right, well, we shall see. I hope it goes down.
It will.
Y'all stick around, y'all radios. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G is up in here. What up, Lou Dog?
Oh man, Christmas is literally right around the corner, bro. And I'm just sitting here like, man, I really don't have my mom and my dad here this time around.
Yeah, he don't miss them. Mm. He missed what they did at the house.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted, you guys.
Facts.
You know, watch. I don't know the story. Watch where this go. I don't even know what he's talking about. But watch, this has nothing to do with, I miss the smell of the house. I miss my mom.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I miss my mom, .. cooking. I miss my mom, .. cleaning. All right, Lou, what's going on?
All right, so one of the things my dad did tell me before he left, he said, hey, I've been putting these, like, rat traps around the house and also outside because the neighbors have so many, like, fruit trees that there's rats always on top of the fence and the dogs always start barking. Mm-hmm. And they get into that area where it's, like, very muddy. So he put some traps up there, and he said, if you do catch one, there's a bucket right there. Fill it up with water and drown one. And I was like, all right. The other day, a rat ended up going into one of these little cages. I ended up having to drown this little thing, but it was so small, and it probably took me like 2 hours.
So it wasn't a rat, it was a mouse.
Well, it was the size of a mouse, but it was a rat for sure. But it was just a baby one. But I was like, how am I going to drown this little thing? And eventually I had to fill up the bucket, and it was just so painful
having
to drown this thing.
Aren't rats big and mice are smaller?
Yes. Uh-huh. But, I mean, that's...
I don't know.
I don't know the difference. They all look the same.
Doesn't know the difference, but he corrected you.
Yeah. No, I love how he said it was a rat, but it was a mouse. I'm like, oh, okay. So you had to end up drowning? Was it already dead?
No, it wasn't dead. It was alive. It was little cage. And technically, you're supposed to, like, open the little cage and just throw it in the water. And I was like, nah, man, this cage is going to be gone for good. So the whole cage is
was
put
Myra
in the
there?
I had to fill it up with water. No, she wasn't
hey,
here.
Hey, dude, if she was there, would you have asked her to do it? See?
Hey, straight up, I think she would. I think she would have done it, man.
See it is, man. She gotta be talking about you with her friends. She gotta be, or she's stopping in from talking about you. She gotta be.
Well, there's no way my sister was gonna do it because my sister totally freaks out when it comes to mice or rats or anything like that. But even that, I was like, man, if I do this, I'm gonna get bad luck for sure. And it was just so little, and I was like, why am I doing this? And I was like, damn, Dad, like, why'd you have to leave me with this, like?
You
has
damn
do, man.
Mouse murderer.
Yes.
You are a mouse murderer.
Stop.
Oh, Louis.
I don't think I could ever look at Louis the same.
Yeah, well, you have
knowing
to,
that he killed.
He's going to squat down and look at him, though. Y'all stick around. Y'all ready on Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, Natalia's up in here. What up, Natalia?
What up, Big?
Oh,
look, we got a survey says.
Survey says.
This survey surprised me big because I completely disagree. This is not what I agree with at all. So this survey is things that people hate the most about the holidays. Okay.
Okay. Things that people hate the most.
Yeah. You would think that, oh, maybe it's parking and, you know, at the mall because they're so crazy. Maybe it's forced gatherings where you have to see some people that you don't want to see.
Hey, man, those are two great ones right there.
Right? Yeah. Well, that wasn't even the number one thing on the top of this list of things that people hate the most during the holidays. The thing that people hate the most, more than half Americans agree and say it is wrapping presents.
What? Man.
Right?
You talk about when you say, I got to wrap the present. You got a good gift.
I love wrapping presents. I love to sit there and have all my supplies around. And I
do
love
you wrap
folding
on the floor?
I do
you
wrap on the floor. Yeah, I sit on the floor and I love to fold specifically. But they said these people really, really hate wrapping presents, that they'll go so far as to find a way to not wrap them and even not buy a gift if it's too hard to wrap.
Really?
Yes.
You know what?
I do wrap gifts, but, and I think I'm okay at it. You know, and if I'm not okay at it, then it's like, oh, it's a thought, he's a guy, that kind of thing. But yeah, I guess that could be a problem.
I guess so.
I don't like wrapping gifts, so I always get the bags and I put a bunch of tissue in there.
Yeah, there's ways to get around it.
But really, like, that's the thing you hate the most about the holidays? It's just kind of just, there are worse things about the holidays to hate. Right. Not wrapping presents.
Right, well, that's because you like wrapping presents.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like I don't like it at all.
You know? What's up, Luke?
I was going to say, man, the worst thing about it is, like, I don't have my parents this time around, right? So I just noticed yesterday that we don't even have Christmas lights up. My dad normally puts them on during the holidays, and we don't even have Christmas lights up, Doug.
Okay, so.
And then I still got to host Christmas.
How old is your dad? A guesstimate?
62.
Okay, he's 62. So you want your 62-year-old father to still get up and do the lights when you can do it?
Wait, if you put it that way, I
love how you say there's no lights up because my dad is in Mexico.
Oh
my dad is 62 years of age.
Louie.
Come on, Lou.
I'll come back to you. But right now, man, also, we do have your tickets to see Ye and Drake at the Coliseum. Your chance to win is right now, pay very close attention. And Louie, I'm going to come back and I'm going to burn you up, all right? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We started off as a Natalia segment.
Yes.
Turned into a Louie hate for the holidays segment.
Always about
trust
him,
that,
huh?
Man. Hey, Louie, so you're saying that the Christmas lights aren't put up on your house because your dad is in Mexico?
Yeah, I just noticed that yesterday when I was pulling up. I was like, oh, damn, we got no Christmas
lights.
So
are you going to put the lights up being that your 62-year-old dad is in Mexico? Is his able-bodied son going to do it?
Dude, I've never put up Christmas lights ever in my life, so I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, I don't even know
where to start. You start by taking them out the box. You start by calling them and say, hey, Dad, where are the lights? And then you were talking about how Myra's mom isn't doing enough. What do you want her to do?
I did not say that, bro.
Man, you were talking about, is she going to make pozole? Is she going to do this? Yeah. What's happening? She talking about, is she going to make a little bit? Is it going to, you didn't say nothing?
You said she had to.
Okay.
You said she had to make pozole and she had to cook.
I said, you know what? My tamale lady might not be around this time around because I haven't heard anything from her. So we might have to have your mom make pozole.
And we might have pozole, to have your mom. You're not going to have a dinner.
We're not going to have a dinner, man. See? So what? She needs to make pozole. She has to make pozole.
So how are you saying that you didn't say that?
Well, Louie.
Because, man, she's listening.
Man, so if she doesn't make pozole, then y'all not having Christmas dinner.
No, it's probably going to be pizza, bro.
Right. What? Not for Christmas.
Wow. It's probably going to be pizza for Christmas.
Hey, dude, it's like he's so lazy on these kind of things that I don't even want to help him.
Seriously.
It's already like around the corner, so it's already too late to even put up Christmas lights. For what?
No,
for like
it's
a week
not.
And a half? Hell yeah, it is.
You keep it till New Year's.
So when is your dad's deadline?
My dad normally puts them up like a month before, for sure.
Okay, so why you didn't put them up last month?
I forgot, man. I didn't even know. I thought we'd like. I'm just
like,
they just
magically appeared, huh?
Yeah, you thought they just grew under the gutter and just come out on top of the. All righty, man.
I honestly thought they were there, like,
let me ask everybody here, man. And let me ask everybody besides you. Yeah. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
All righty. You want to play her? In the neighborhood.
Oh,
all righty.
Oh, gosh.
Who has the worst teeth?
I'm going to say Ani.
Ani? Yeah. All right. Who's going to die first?
Butthurt. Oh, come on, man. Are you serious?
Everybody thinking me.
Can I be done? Not yeah. you.
No, who's going to die first? Jason's going to fall off a cliff in Costa Rica.
It's possible.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, boy. It's about that time for your 810 phone tap is dropping off dad. Oh, yes, boy. Man. Featuring the birthday boy, Jason, our super producer. Happy birthday to you, Jason, my
thank
brother.
Thank you.
Showing you right, man.
Party
so,
up.
I love it, man. Dropping off dad. This one right here is where Luther calls an older folks home saying he's going to drop off his dad. Now, everything was good until my dad, played by Jason, I didn't have money to pay. And that lady changed. Oh, she changed. It made me think about it because I'm like, dude, this is who you're dropping your parents off to.
Right?
That's what true. Happens if she get frustrated with your parents?
Oh.
You know, she sound like a hater. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now.
Investigation.
Yeah, she's, yeah, exactly. That's what some of these phone taps can't
yes,
do.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, man. It's going to get into your phone tap up in here, dropping off dad.
Got your phone tapped. What you going to do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you, got you.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling about some information for my father.
How old is your father?
He's 81 years of age.
Okay.
He just need an extra eye on him.
Would you like to take a tour?
So I could just bring him down right now?
Sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Dad, get your jacket.
Were you thinking of leaving him here tonight?
Yeah, I'm just going to leave him there. And then in about another 2 weeks or a month, that's when I'll be able to pay.
Hi.
Hold on. Dad, can you get your jacket?
I can't find it.
We're going to go to your new house right
no,
now.
No, Luther, you yes, can't ma'am. Just drop him off. Without some money up front, I just right. can't take someone.
So this is just a hard phone call for me to make.
I can't take him.
I'm sorry. I just don't know what to do, ma'am.
Well, I can't take him.
I just... Get your jacket!
What?
Just say hello to my dad.
Now, Luther.
What? Hello?
Put your son back on.
I'm on the phone too,
okay.
ma'am.
Margaret?
Margaret is at the place I'm about to take you to right now.
What?
Luther.
This is Margaret here. Say hello,
no,
Margaret.
No, it is not. Luther.
I'm on my way.
I'll call the police. He'll end up in jail. I'm telling
what
you.
What did I do?
I can't take him.
Stop yelling.
I cannot keep him here. It's against the law. I will have to call the police.
Why?
Because I can't take him.
Because I'm a failure.
You take him someplace else. I cannot take
Why
him.
Why are you screaming at me now?
Because you're acting ridiculous.
Why am I acting ridiculous? Because I'm trying to
drop your father off yes. to any place.
Well, I'm just going to drop him off in the front, and I know that you guys won't just leave him out there.
Luther, you can't just drop someone off at the door.
Ma'am, I'm burning up my minutes right now. I'll just talk to you when I get there.
Well, I'm not going to be here.
All righty. Well, just leave word that my dad will be there, and he's wearing the burgundy V-neck.
Responsibility. He's
well, he's our responsibility. It takes a village.
Better.
You better work.
What?
Come on, girl. All righty. We're on our way.
Margaret.
Phone taps on the tens. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia is up in here, man. We got a little bit of boss favorites here.
Yes. There was this whole, like, online debate. I love when I see these because people just giving their opinion. But this woman really sparked a lot of people's opinions on who should be allowed to get, like, when it comes to holiday time, who should get it first? Who should gets a little bit more priority? And she's a boss. And she says, I treat everyone equally, right? Which is nice to hear. And she says, but I don't care if you have kids, because if you want the holidays off, like a Christmas or something, right. She's like, put it in. And you better put it in early, because just because you have kids doesn't mean that you are going to get that time off. I don't, you know, whether your kids have the pageant or you're going to go away on vacation. Like, it doesn't matter.
What is this? Stole Christmas? What is the... What?
The Grinch.
Oh, yeah, that was her.
Stole Christmas.
No, I hear it,
yeah.
though.
She says, as a boss, it is a first come, first serve kind of thing
yeah,
when it comes to holiday
time. Just because you have
time.
Kids, I don't think that should be a slide-in card.
Well, I worked at a place where you had to put your time in if you wanted something off, and it was sort of like a, hey, we put it in early, get it off first. But I do remember some people... getting a little bit more favoritism because they had been there a little bit longer and there was someone who did have kids. And so they were always able to, oh, well, they have kids. They're going to, you know, and
the
this is when I was like 18.
At work always get beat up in the parking lot. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, man, I guess it's safe to say that if we're, if we're talking radio or at the station, I guess I would be the boss's pet. Rightfully so,
bro. But Big, it's not because like you're going and trying to be the pet. That's like there's a big difference.
Yeah, I am. I was just kissing Kevin LeGrette's ass yesterday because I forgot to look at an email to get tickets to our holiday party. You know, which somebody else probably wouldn't have got, but I called because I'm, you know, the boss's pet, and I got
it. I see.
Then I called back and increased the number by one. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then they didn't have Jose, so I called back and increased it by four. Nah, but for those out there, keep it real, man. Keep it real with us. Who's the boss's pet at work? Is it you or is it that bee over there? You know what I'm saying? We want to hear from you, man. Who's the boss's pet at work?
Little baby over
there. Yeah, y'all stick around. Look at little baby talking about the little baby. Y'all stick around y'all radios. Hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Who's the boss's pet at work? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Let's go ahead and bring Angel into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Angel. Angel, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Angel. Angel, who's the boss's pet at work?
Well, I was the boss's pet at work.
How so?
I actually ended up dating my boss, and I got special treatment, man, where she paid $3,000 worth of my tickets, got me a nice car, 87 a Lincoln Town car, TV, bedroom set, and some Disneyland tickets, man.
Damn. How long ago was this? You said she got you an 87 car?
Yeah, 87 Lincoln Town car.
I heard that. How long ago was that?
Yeah. It was about 10, 11 years ago.
Oh, okay. It was still old. Yeah. All righty. And how long were y'all dating?
We dated for about 4 months.
Man. 4 months. How did that end?
$7 even? What was that?
How did it end?
It ended because I wanted to work things out with my kid's mom.
Oh, man. Did she fire you?
She tried to fire my brother and my mom, but try to keep me there to torture me.
Oh, man. He said try to keep me there to torture me.
Yeah.
That's a lot in 4 months. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Disneyland, cleared the ticket, bought a car.
Wow.
You know, he can come in anytime he wanted it sound like. All righty now. Who is the boss's pet at work? Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Congratulations to Roddy Ricch, man. Diamond, that's $10 million on the box right there. So that dude, and you said the first one, huh?
Yep, and he joined Eminem, Drake, Wayne, like the top
A lot of people don't get that, man. Home plate, I ain't mad at him. And speaking of home plate also, man, Slim 400. You know what I'm saying? We lost Slim 400, man. Just a good dude, quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you seen him, he wasn't the loudest in the room, but always one of the coolest in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just what we're hearing is that, you know, he did get shot. I don't like reporting so on and so forth and all what happened here. And but just another loss, man.
So crazy.
Another loss of a good dude too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, he wasn't the loudest in the room, man. And sometimes you wouldn't even know Slim was in there. You know what I'm saying? But just a good one, man. And throughout your career, you know, you don't like talking about things like this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You don't want to, you know, and I don't have this thirst for first, you know.
Yeah.
It's just horrible, man. And we lost another good dude, man. So, Slim, God bless you, my brother, man. You go ahead and you rest in power. Y'all continue to hang out with us. All righty. We're going to get back into it. Who's the boss's pet at work? 866-246-8923. Let's bring Celeste into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Celeste. Celeste, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Celeste. Celeste, who's the boss's pet at work?
My other boss, who is a VP. My boss is the EVP, and he is a VP. So it's an executive that's a teacher's pet.
Really, though? So the boss's pet. And how do you see that? And is this something that you cool with, or do you see too many perks?
No, he just tries to do my job.
Really?
You want my job?
Really? So, wait, who tries to do your job?
My boss is the VP.
Right.
And I support the EVP. So it's just very funny because they're both executives close on the same level. But I'm trying to win the person. He takes all the credit.
Oh.
He beats me to it.
Gotcha. Do you feel like you're doing more work?
Absolutely.
See? See how it happens?
Wow.
And you don't want to take your earrings out and fight somebody in the parking lot, huh?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, I just, just checking, Celeste. Just checking. I didn't know. She said it's corporate.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people do get in fights in corporate arenas as well. Let's bring Sunny into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Sunny. All righty now. Sunny, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Sunny. Sunny, who's the boss's pet at work?
One of my coworkers. So I was working at an amusement park where we are mandatory, have to work holidays. But I have a 7-year-old, and I was only working there for a few months. My coworker was working there for about 5 years already. Mm-hmm. So every time he asked for a holiday off, he would get it. And this Thanksgiving, I wanted to get the Thanksgiving off, so I requested it like 2 months early, and my supervisor was like, no, everybody has to be available. And I'm like, but I have a kid, and this other person doesn't. They're like, it doesn't matter, you have to work. I'll put you in the morning so you could get off by 6. And I'm like, dinner is ready at my house by like 4 or 5.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so they were just, she wanted me to still come into my shift, but do like a morning shift. And then I wanted to get the entire day off. So what I did was I just called in sick and I didn't show up to my shift.
I heard that. You're like, I'll show you. Yeah, put me on the calendar. Put me on the calendar anyway. I'll show you what's going down.
Schedule me.
Yeah.
Schedule me. What happens.
Yeah. I will see. I have a belly full of turkey. I ain't lying. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty. Who's the boss's pet at work? All righty, let's bring Priscilla into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Priscilla. Priscilla, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Priscilla. Priscilla, who's the boss's pet at work?
That would have been me.
Ah, that would have been you. That would have been me. Now, how did you become boss's pet?
He was my boss, and I started dating him.
Oh, wow. I heard that. How did the other people that work with y'all feel when you and your boss started dating?
They were upset because I got extra privileges.
As you should.
Yeah.
Hey, I would have been like, fire her. No, I'm just waiting. This is the way we can, like, legally get her out of the company. And so you guys dated. How long did y'all date?
Well, I married him. I was married for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
We were together 25 years. We were married for 12 years.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty. So we got a very special, in case you missed it, honey.
We got Larry Hoover Jr., his son, in the neighborhood. He came with his mom. Such a beautiful family.
Oh, Wendy.
Big. So beautiful. And then I just love the conversation you had with him. But this part really caught my attention when you asked him, why was it so important for Kanye to do this benefit concert?
This is like true to Kanye because people see Kanye as the artist and they don't see him as a street guy. I'm not trying to make him a street guy, but he comes from Chicago. He grew up around these guys. He knew what it was to see the piece that was being made in Chicago by my father back in the day. He knew what it was to have people around him that was up under my father, that was his friends, that may have protected him and made sure things was good. Like, we've all had, most people, I would say, in situations in their neighborhood where it may be some people that kind of helped them out.
Yeah,
to,
look out. He played basketball. He a student, you know, right of the past.
So he knew of my father and what he was doing and the things he had did years ago just from being from the city. So it wasn't like just say it was somebody else that was unaware of him and who he was and what he was about. Like, he took
but
it on.
But, you know, sometimes, too, man, people shy away from the fight. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I made it. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So for Ye to actually jump in the fight.
Right. Like I say, once again, I have to big up Ye for attaching himself to this because he didn't have to attach himself to this. And it could be a negative outlook from the powers to be from him attaching his name to this, which is helping us, which is like, man.
Have you had a chance to talk with Drake
we have a relationship. Just calling him up and talking to him regularly, like, you know, I don't call him up and call him on the phone and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah, I need your shrimp recipe.
Yeah.
You making that shrimp, man?
What you up to?
Yeah.
What you streaming?
Right, but, you know, we spoke and he was willing to do what he could to help. You know, whatever assistance he could give, he was just willing to do it.
Hey, man, and for them to come together under that umbrella, you know, on something that we didn't think we were going to see, and, you know, and whatever the people, you know, the word beef, but, you know, those things were real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just seeing them come together, man, and I don't know exactly what we're going to see tonight, but I'm so ready for it.
So
trust
excited.
That, man. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Damn. Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. Hey, what up, Lou Dawg?
All right, Doc. So the other day I get home, right? I open my door, I walk in, and I'm like, what? Somebody was inside my house, bro.
Really though?
But yeah, what? About 12 inches tall, wearing red, and it's on top of the counter.
You have
counter.
A brother?
No. Oh, okay. It's not a brother, man.
That's your brother came from Mexico. I'm like, what the hell?
No, it was the elf on the shelf from the North Pole.
Oh, hey, dude, you should make some, like, holiday cash. If you did, like, elf on the shelf, like, if you went to people's homes and just sat on their, like, mantles or just stood in the corner.
That'd be outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
Might as well make some cash, huh?
You might as well, man. You could be only elf on the shelf instead of only fans. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God!
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty. Now, for those out there, man, we do have a...
Man alert, man alert, man alert, man alert.
All righty, what's this man alert that we had to wait on? And it was probably dangerous just waiting.
Yes, I got you, man. Listen, to all the men out there, listen up, man. Do not do this one thing with your girlfriend, your wife, the first person you're already dating. Don't ever sync your phone with your other, like, your mate, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Don't ever sync your phone with
I
your mate, man.
I can see this.
This dude ended up getting caught up because he ended up syncing his phone with his girlfriend. And when they were together, they started this, like, whole fitness thing, and they were challenging each other. So when it came down to steps and stuff like that, this had this one app where it was syncing together. So she said that one night she was just, like, calling it a good night. They both said good night to each other. And she was, like, on her phone just kind of checking her steps because she was also competing with, like, other friends. And while she was doing it, she noticed that her man's steps were going up.
Oh my God.
This dude said he was going to sleep.
And he was still in movement.
Big.
Man.
She ended up, like, confronting him, she ended up denying everything. Come to find out, the dude, the night that those steps were going up, he was at a strip club.
Oh, man. She was like, you just kept walking in kind of like a half circle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what
your
was going on.
Your heart rate kept going up.
Yeah.
Up every 2 minutes.
Yeah. What was happening? Yeah. And then your heart rate after about a minute and a half, two minutes, it would just get back to normal.
Calm down. You okay?
Yeah. Wow.
It kind of went up for like about 3 minutes, which equals to about two songs.
Right.
$45 a dance.
Well, that's pretty much what we were saying, Lou. Please, thank you. Thank you, Lou. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Break out the mustard so you can catch up. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, man.
I know a lot of people who do this, especially with, like, their Fitbits or specific apps like that where they're, you know, on a one team and they can, you know, look at each other's stuff like that. But, man, that can get you caught up, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's some guy right now like, damn, did I do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Are you and Matt linked to anything?
No,
you and your husband?
Not at all. We have each other's passwords and stuff. It doesn't matter.
Coco and I are on fitness challenges all the time. There's not one problem.
That's you and Coco.
Yeah.
I'm talking about her and Matt. You know how she is. You know, Matt could have saw her stepping up to Santa Claus with his son to take a picture when Matt wasn't there. The first Santa Claus picture without the dad.
Wow. Mm,
yeah, I wish you would have had an app where he could have saw that. Could have just saw you walking and then boom, it just stopped because his son was on Santa Claus' lap. All righty, so men, you have been warned. That is another man alert. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, now Natalia's up in here. We got a round of Who Is It?
Who Is It? My favorite game, your favorite game. You love to scream and shout
here
it.
Here we go.
And try to guess.
She's going to try to get me back for the last time I took over Who Is It?
A little bit because I was
100%.
Really, you know what? I was disappointed in myself that I didn't get it because I'm so competitive. And even when it's the flip side, like, I'm competitive because.
And my Who Is It was Drake.
Yes.
And she didn't get it. And she came to work yesterday with her Drake Halloween costume on that she wore.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I was wearing my Drake Halloween costume.
She felt off. Yeah, man. You didn't recognize it, dude?
I didn't know it was Nathan.
Yeah, man. That was the one she wore when she dressed up as Drake. What we got for who is it?
All right. Who is it, Big? I'm telling you.
Now, tell me who it
is. No, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to give you a hint. Or at least I'm going to say, if you don't get this, I think you're going to feel what I felt, disappointed in yourself.
Oh, so that's what you want to do. Yeah. So this is payback. Let me tell you.
No, don't hit the reveal.
That's how gangster I am.
Don't do it.
I hit the reveal.
Hit the first one.
I run the boards and everything over here, you guys. I could just hit that monitor.
I know you could.
All right, hold on. Let's see who is it. All right, Luigi, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's crack.
Man.
Come on, Big. Think. You got this.
I got this.
You got it, Lou?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hold on. It's crack.
It's not my dad, is it?
Boys.
No.
No.
Hell no.
No, okay.
All right.
Come on, Big.
It's crack.
Hi.
It's crack.
I don't know.
It's so close to us.
Really?
Really?
And you know who it is for sure, Lou? You know Jason? Oh, well, you see.
Well, yeah.
He's not saying it's a crime. I'll
really?
That. Yeah.
Okay.
It's crack.
Now, I don't know
something
who it is.
Something you use every day. That's what he's saying. Something you use
the
every
toilet?
Day.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to play it.
Rappers be talking about, I got your bitch. Instagram got your bitch.
Oh, that's my audio, too.
Instagram got your bitch. Yeah.
That was my audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kanye West.
Hold on, man.
Let me see.
It's crack.
Oh, my God.
It's crack.
Remember when we would say that all the time?
Yeah, like, Instagram. Instagram got your bitch. Yeah. All righty. Damn. Yeah.
Aww.
From now on, with Who Is It, I don't want you to use any of my audio.
Okay.
For real, man. Yes. We fought. Jason and I fought very hard to own our audio. We own it. I don't think Jason licensed that to you. So you can't just go and grab our or at least get a license agreement.
Okay.
So from here on out, no more of my audio will be used.
Got it.
For that. And now you're going to mess it up for Ani in case you missed it.
Now the whole game has gotten violation.
Yeah. It's crap.
Yeah, man. I did not catch that. Hey, Louie, and that's exactly who you thought it was?
Yeah, I knew it was Ye from the beginning. His high-pitched voice.
I heard that. There it is right there. Well, another one down, you guys. Another one down, but there's going to be new rules to this Who Is It thing. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood, Boy. Ani is up in here. Ani, we got some new music-ish kind of stuff.
New music-ish, yes. Because there's like a new music video out that everyone is in love with because Doja Cat looks amazing, Sweetie looks amazing, and French Montana looks really fine, but it's called Handstand. Project, a hood rat. One on him, said she took that. You need the project, a hood rat. Parking up in traffic, got some hood rat. I got your man, throwing pins.
Pop that for me, do a handstand.
I got your man, throwing pins.
Pop that for me, do a handstand.
I need a project.
I ain't mad at them. I don't even know if I want to see that video.
Oh, yes, you do.
Do I? With my clothes on?
Yes, I have kind of it pulled up.
I don't
want to
look at it.
No.
I don't want to look at it. I got to get off work first.
Oh, Doja looks amazing, Sweetie Bitch. I'm so obsessed with them, but this isn't even this song specifically is on French Montana's new album, They Got Amnesia.
Hello.
And that album, I still want to hear that song he has with Drake because they did pull it off, but I'm like, oh my God, what does it sound like? But Big, I was looking at this video. I'm like, thank God that we have another video with Sweetie and Doja in it.
Yes.
Because the first time they were in a song together was their song Best Friend.
That my best friend, she a real bad got her own money. She don't need no on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in.
That's my best friend, she a real bad drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a strip club. No, my girl.
Hello.
Ooh, Big, I love them so much.
They love you too.
Sweetie
literally just texted me. She said, oh, I love that, Ani.
Did she?
Nice.
Oh
no,
my
she
God.
Didn't. But
Big, when I did see Sweetie and Doja, they were performing at the same show a few weeks ago. Doja came out, Sweetie came out on stage. She was doing this song. She was like, shout out to my bestie, Doja. I love you, girl. I was like, oh my God.
And Doja didn't come out on that one?
Well, no, she came out after. But
she was like, damn, I got it. So she came on later.
She did come out
later.
Yeah,
see, that's what happens when you have collabs too. Yeah. Sometimes you can't come out if somebody's on a little bit before you because it messes up your surprise.
Big, you know what? Speaking of that, actually, once Sweetie did say this, everyone started going crazy. She's like, calm down. She's not coming out with me.
Would you shut up? That's she wanted to say.
But I just love them teaming up together, and I love the song. Like, they're just so empowering. Yeah. I listen to them like, yes, we have these songs.
Go ahead now. You need to go ahead and make you a little song.
I should. I just, yeah, my voice, like, ah.
Hey, man, half of the people that's making stuff right now
sound
like you. We can tune that up. Yep. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. All righty. Louis G is up in here. What up, Lou Dog?
All right, so you guys know that annually a lot of lists come out towards the end of the year.
Oh, yes, sir.
This year, the list that I was looking forward to, and it's finally here, is the 50 best bars in the world for 2021.
Whoa. I knew this dude would say that.
Go yes! Down. So, I was checking out this list, and I was like, okay, let me see what kind of bars and where they're at and where they're located. Man, there was, like, only one in the U.S., and it's in, like, New York, and it was, like, in the top, it was, like, 14. But there was nothing else in, like, the top 25 in the U.S. Everything else was international, and I'm sitting there, and I'm Googling some of these bars, and they're just bougie-ass bars and super expensive and these fancy drinks, and I'm like, I don't agree with this list, man.
Right.
Like, a real bar, bro. Trust me, man. A real bar is those bars where you walk, where you pass by and it says coldest beers in town.
Right.
The ones that have fish bowls and put like six different types of alcohols in this whole fish bowl thing. You never even.
You need to come with your own, then, Louis.
Yeah,
man.
Seriously. Yeah.
If they got Chateau Le Froid.
Don't talk about it.
Three.
Be about it.
Yeah, and it's up to you, man. Don't be on the, you know, don't coach from the bleachers. Get out there on the field, woo, man. Come on.
Yeah, man. That's what I need to do, dog. If you're not getting solicited any kind of drugs in the restroom, you're at the bougie bar.
I heard that. What do you look for in a bar, Lou? What do you look for?
Oh, man. You know, as soon as you walk in, man, I want to smell that just musty
guy
just beer,
coming from a workout.
Just... No, not that, dog.
Okay.
But I honestly just cheap beer, man. Any place that has amazing happy hour where it's like $4 beers,
right,
for this long, like, I'm down for that, bro. It doesn't have to be no expensive drinks. Who the hell wants to drink these bougie-ass $18 drinks nowadays? And it's getting that way. A lot of things are getting so hipster status around the areas where,
man,
I live in. And it's like $9 for a Miller Lite. I'm like, bro, for a Miller Lite?
Wow.
$9? Why? Just because hipsters love drinking this cheap crap?
There it is. Man, so I guess it's safe to say that you don't agree with the list that came out. And you don't agree,
man,
with a lot of the bars that are popping up as
you
well.
You need to make your own list.
At
yeah.
all.
That's
yeah,
what
I
come
I
up
think
with.
I'm going to do a little
Lou,
I
you
think
know,
I'm going to do a little dive bar tour.
Louis was talking about opening up a bar.
I
like
know.
Opening up a spot. You
I
know,
think
but,
he should.
Man, can you imagine if you would have opened that then the pandemic came, Lou?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah, man. Oh, that would have been all bad.
Yeah,
I would
man.
Have had to drink all the alcohol.
Yeah. He was going to call it Little Guys up. With Little Beers.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was going to have, like, a height requirement, and I couldn't get in. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Woo! Neighborhood. Drake in the neighborhood news. Natalia.
Big. This is one of the reasons why everyone has been waiting for this concert with Ye and Drake, because Drake is one of the hugest artists in the world. And now, Big, he just got this news. You know, he's always breaking records. It's
yeah,
always,
man.
Oh, he got this, you know, now this plaque for this. And, oh, he has this
broke
market.
This record.
Yeah, exactly.
Did this.
This one now is Drake has surpassed 60 billion with a B streams online.
Wow.
He is the first artist in history to achieve this milestone, Big. This
Damn.
Is so huge. First artist ever
oh
to
God.
Get that many. And then obviously you think
60 billion?
60 billion.
So that's a billion,
billion
for every song that he's put, because you got 60 billion songs, right?
Pretty much.
That's
pretty much
amazing.
And it got me thinking about all the songs that I stream, of course, that belong to Drake as well. And this I actually looked up, and this is the very I put a little mashup together for
okay,
you guys.
Okay.
But the first song is the most streamed song from Drake, and then the last one mm-hmm. is my favorite Drake
all
track.
All right, follow along.
That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time.
And that's the number one right
now. Do
you
one.
Love me? I tell her only partly.
It's number
I
two.
Only love Hello. My bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dough.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Ooh,
oh, you fancy.
My favorite.
Huh?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Everything did.
Oh, man. Hey, dude.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
That that's another way. Man, the dude's catalog.
I know. There were so many that I wanted to add.
I have forgot, but I forgot about you. That fancy.
I know. There's so many that I wanted to add, like Hotline Bling, and of course, like Forever. But I mean, so Sicko Mode, all the features that he's had for sure. You
oh,
know,
wow.
So many dope tracks that come from Drake that we talk about this all the time, Big. If you were to go to a Drake concert, when you see him live.
Oh, yeah.
There's too many songs.
Your main thing would be he didn't do such and such.
Exactly.
There's no way. And unless he just says, There's no way Drake can do every song that you like in a concert.
And I love that he just gives us these one-liners in songs, too, that like exactly like the, I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. Yeah, like, people love to sing along to. He makes music that makes you feel good. He is dope at what he does, and he deserves all the accolades that he gets.
Man, congratulations to you. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Damn.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. What up, Lou Dawg?
All right. A couple of my friends, right? I didn't know this, but the other day we were having a conversation, and they're like, oh, my God, so-and-so got a colonic hydrotherapy. And you go to this place, and I guess you said that they shove something in your rectum, and they shoot a bunch of water up there, like a lot of water.
You never heard of that?
I've never heard of it before. It's like you, next to you, there's a tube, and you see everything that's coming. I'm just
Yeah, because I've seen it.
That's gross.
All the matter that's floating around and everything.
Yeah, but I don't, I'm trying to consider it. Myra's trying to push me to do it, and I'm
Do they give you, like, wine or anything?
Do they wine and dine?
Are they
going?
Yeah, are they going to say anything into my ear? Or? Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Colonic hydrotherapy.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. I'm going to have to get on out of here secretly because I'm the pet at work and everybody is plotting against me. Everybody's favorite, plotting against me, man.
No, I'm going to ride the coattails of you being the like the favorite.
Hey, man, who do you think is the my pet at work?
Jose!
Oh, yeah.
Does that count?
Maybe Jose.
Jose. Nah, yeah.
Jose's
my partner in life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But well, who do you think is my pet at work?
I'm gonna go with Jason.
Jason.
Really?
Yeah.
Go
because,
ahead now.
Yeah, like, Jason. For
you guys
sure.
have been through so much together. You know, there's like that that love there.
You know, Jason's birthday is today.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and he got all these birthday festivities that he didn't invite me to.
Oh.
And I found out from somebody else that a couple weeks from now he's having a no Big Boy party.
Is that what it's called?
The actual asset is called No
You're
Big Boy.
Invited.
And it has my picture on it.
But they're like an X out of it.
Nah, Jason is not my pet at work. He's my pet, what I say, in building the paradise. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
That just sounds weird, your
pet. Nah, yeah. And my thing is this. If somebody said, hey, man, you can only cue one person at the building's going down, I'll cue Jason.
Yeah.
One billion percent. Jason, you're in the car with me already, Jose. Yeah.
Just for clarity on the invites, I love you dearly, but you have not come to my house for a party in three houses.
Really?
So
I don't think I've been invited to a party in three houses, Jason.
That's not true.
Jason,
we're both family guys. We're both very busy. I would love nothing more than for you to come and visit.
I remember even TK Trinidad was going to his parties. I was like, damn. I was like, man. I was like, how'd she get the invite? Hey, dude, she put up one time, she put up a story. She's like, hey, hang out with Jason.
She's like, my bestie.
She's my bestie. She's my real hug.
She had more availability.
Yeah. Man. All righty. Well, understood. Yeah. Understood. As I'm having things at my house, I don't invite him to. Hey, Big, I see you had everybody over. Like, all the old people from the other station and everything. Oh, yeah, man. I just did a radio heyday party. I just invited everybody that I've ever been in radio with.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, friend and foe. You know, but thank you guys for being
thank
in
you.
The neighborhood, man. We got to help Louie get on top of the roof at some point so he can put the lights up.
Because
he's been at home alone. You know what I'm saying? Believe that.
I got to find the ladder first.
Yeah, he's Macaulay grown man. That's what we're going to call him in the neighborhood. But enjoy the rest of your day, ladies and gentlemen. We're Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.